Oh man, what is that? What does that song remind you of?
Spence, that reminds me of it's tournament time.
It's
game time. You know, this is the best time of year, right? I mean, this is the best. I don't care what anyone says. College basketball has the best postseason in all of sports. I think college football has one of the worst right now.
Yeah.
At least Division I, FBS. But basketball, man, it's exciting. It's fun. There's a giant bracket. It's a single game elimination.
Yep.
So you never know what could happen. But there's a few things that are a little bit different this year, Spence, right?
Right, yeah. There's crowds are only going to be at 25% capacity. All of the teams had to test for a week before they were eligible to play. And we just found out today that all teams have cleared. They're all good to go. So all 68 teams are ready and rearing to play. It's a bummer for those teams that were on the bubble, Louisville, Colorado State, St. Louis, and Ole Miss, because now they're not able to come in as replacement teams. Even if there's an outbreak on one of the teams today or tomorrow before the actual game start on Friday, they wouldn't be able to fill in as replacements. But, 68 teams. Typically, it's Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday. They've changed it this year, so it's Friday, Saturday, first round games, Saturday, Sunday, second round games, and then they're doing the same thing next week for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. But, 3 weeks of an incredible basketball. Let's go.
Yeah, and these, can you explain this first four that are handled March 18th? What is the first four? What does that mean?
So the first four, they did this a couple. They started doing this a few years ago, actually, where they initially had kind of the bottom seeded the 16 seed teams. They had the first the four teams that were 16 seeds, the lowest ranked teams under RPI at the time, now Net, play each other, and that's a play-in game to play in the tournament. Well, then they expanded that because they wanted to get a couple more teams in. So now it's up to 68 teams. It used to be 64 for years. And so the last four teams that get it at large bids play in those first four games. So we've got two amazing games, right? Drake, Wichita State, and Michigan State, UCLA. Both games are going to be incredible. Both teams have been up and down. Both teams have good wins and a couple, and like Michigan State has some bad losses, UCLA has some bad losses, but they're going to be good games. And then the winners of those teams actually end up playing our two alma maters, BYU and USC. USC would get the winner of Wichita State and Drake, and BYU gets the winner of Michigan State, UCLA.
Now, why
so those games are Thursday.
That game's Thursday tomorrow, March 18th. It's interesting. Why do you think USC and BYU were two of the teams selected to play the winners of those?
Because they talked about this. So in the last couple of years they've changed how they do this. They use the net, which is the kind of the ranking of the teams. And so BYU and USC were the last two six seeds in the net, and therefore we play the play-in games.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's why those two teams were singled out, it's a bummer. It's a good thing and a bad thing, because I think all four of those teams that are playing in the play-in games have flaws, but they're also really, really good and can beat anybody on any given day. And so that's a little bit of a concern for me as a BYU fan, because we could play Michigan State or UCLA and both teams could beat us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But I like the idea that they had to play a game already that was stressful, wear some of their energy out, and then turn around and play us another game. Right,
right. So, but at the same time, our guys are sitting around there for two more days and getting cold.
That's true.
Losing momentum. And BYU won't have played a game for almost a week and a half by the time they play this game. So, and something else interesting about BYU is, and this is something I wanted to talk to you about, is BYU has a policy that we don't play games on Sunday. Okay, so that's why we're in the Saturday-Monday bracket. So if we win our first game against whoever wins the play-in game, and then we play the winner of Texas, Abilene Christian, and we win that game, then we're in the Sweet 16, and then we would have that game is set to play on a Sunday.
What happens then?
So they would move the team. So they said we've already talked about this, right? So the NCAA put out a policy and said, the men's basketball committee has plans in place for the East region and Midwest region to swap game dates. So currently, the East Region first and second round games are scheduled for March, Saturday, March 20th, and Monday, and Sweet 16s are Sunday, Tuesday. If BYU advances to the Sweet 16 in the East Region, and the Elite Eight matchups would be switched to Saturday, March 27th, and Monday, March 29th. So those teams that they would play, they would stay in the same bracket, but they would play a day earlier.
Interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see. I would love it if they had to do that, obviously.
Is there any other team that doesn't play on a Sunday besides BYU?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know if you know of any. But I guess but the NCAA, I mean, there are lower tier teams in the Division II, Division III area that I know have some religious requirements and don't play on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know of any other D1 teams that don't play on Sunday. But the NCAA has always been very accommodating for BYU to not play on Sundays. But I mean, what do you think about it?
Why is BYU always causing trouble, Spence?
That's because we're troublemakers, man.
No, that's good. I mean, they should accommodate, and that's fine, and they're able to do it, and it'll be cool. But now BYU has the onus on them. They got to get to the Sweet 16.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know, so here's the thing. Everybody's excited about the tournament, right? We're getting ready. It starts basically tomorrow. I know that for you, historically, March Madness has been an important time for you, right?
Very,
I mean,
yeah.
You'll take a little bit of time away. You work a lot of hours, a lot of days, but you take a little time off, and you get ready, and you watch it, and you have family members and friends to get involved too, right? I mean, what are some things you've done historically with March Madness?
So up until last year, my cousin Adam and I would go to the games. So for about six, seven years, we would go to a site and watch the first and second round games at what other games are at that site. We would get the T-shirts from the underseeded, from the lower seeded teams. So we would cheer for the underdogs, and you know
You're probably just sitting there quietly eating your nachos.
No,
with a shirt.
Negative. We are acting like complete buffoons. We are having a blast. We are laughing. We're getting people involved. So, you know, I mean, it's fun because we go to these games, and a lot of times we'll be at a game where it'll be a 1-16 matchup or a 2-15 matchup, which historically those, you know, the 15 seed or 16 seed don't win a lot of those games.
Yeah.
But we're cheering just as loud and obnoxious for those teams as we would for a team that we actually care for.
Yeah.
And so we get into it. We try to learn the cheers. We learn the history about the school. We try to get people around us involved in cheering for that school and that team. And we have a lot of fun. Anyways, last year was devastating for us because it was our first year in six, seven years that we hadn't been able to do it. And because there was no March Madness. This year, a little bit different. You know, they are allowing fans into the arenas, but it's in Indianapolis. It's only 25%, and they just had decided that a couple weeks ago. So decided not to go to those games.
Yeah, which is frustrating because we've had the podcast for a couple of years. You haven't been able to go to March Madness, so we wanted you to go and kind of like have like your on site,
right?
Right, because you've made the Jumbotron before.
Yeah, we made the Jumbotron like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Anyways.
Yeah, so maybe next year if we got the podcast going and you're actually at one of the games, we can do kind of one of our what we envisioned to have happen.
Yeah, we were going to do like a whole video thing and take videos and pictures and post it.
Part of your flight going.
Yeah, we thought it would be really fun, but this year we are getting together. Cousin is actually flying in from Germany to come, and we're going to watch the games at the beach in Oregon. And we did get 4 shirts. Okay, so the 4 shirts that we got, I'm going to tell you the 4 shirts, and let's see if you know the mascot of any 4 of these shirts.
Okay,
so we got Drexel,
Red Raiders,
the Dragons. Okay, we got UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara.
The Gauchos,
you knew that one. And then we got Loyola Chicago.
Loyola Chicago is got to be the Thunderbirds.
The Ramblers.
Ramblers.
And then we got Winthrop.
Winthrop Red Raiders.
Eagles. So you were 1-for-4. Not great.
Not great. Not terrible, right?
Not terrible.
25% is the capacity of
the
crowd.
That's capacity. It's good. Yeah.
I just wanted to match that.
That's good. So so we got 4. We got those 4 shirts, and so we're going to watch those games as if we were at the stadium.
And alumni.
And
you
alumni.
You sell yourself as your...
We will say that we graduated from that school, and we have a lot of fun with
so
it.
So you take it to another level. You're not just fans. You are legends at the school.
We find out the best player on the team. We do the cheers. We...
Yeah.
you know, we talk trash with other people around us. It is so fun.
Do you know what year you graduated from this school?
Yeah, we always say the year that we actually graduated from BYU.
Okay. So, so it matches your age a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll say like, oh, what year did you graduate? 05, because that was the year I graduated from my undergrad.
Right.
But, you know, I don't also then say 05 from BYU. I just say 05, and they can interpret that.
Yeah, because you're not being dishonest. You're just letting them run with the story they want to make.
Exactly. Like, you know, we were Jackrabbits fans for the South Dakota State for a couple of years.
And
you know, oh, what year did you graduate? 05. That's not an untruthful statement.
Yeah, right. And they can fill in the lines, and it's fun. And they want you to be fans there. It's great. Oh, it's fun. Okay. Right.
So here's what I'm thinking, AP, is I'm thinking let's take a break. Let's print out these brackets and let you and I go through and give the people what they want, which is a perfect bracket.
Yep.
You and I are going to talk about these games. We're going to go through the games. And we're gonna go all the way through to the championship and pick who we like in the games.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
All right. All right, here we go. Here we go. This is AP and Spence. We're two lawyers talking college sports and sports law in general. We are gonna tell you, the listener, the perfect brackets here, all right? So Aaron and I are gonna go through these games. We're going to pick who we think is going to win. We may differ. So you may have to, as you're filling out your bracket, you may have to decide who you're going to pick. But we're going to go through the bracket. Aaron is incredible. AP is incredible with picks. I'm not so good. So if you're going to listen to somebody, I'd listen to AP.
Exactly. And that's not a guarantee. If you lose money and you're betting on this, sorry, buddy. But we're going to do this the best that we know how on the fly. We haven't cheated. We haven't picked yet, Spence.
That's right.
We don't. Everything we do on this show is live and not a cheat situation.
Right. All right. So we're going to start in the West region. I think we probably start. So do you want to just do each region all the way to the Final Four team?
Yep.
And then we'll talk about Final Four?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So the first game is going to be Gonzaga, the Zags, number one overall seed, versus the winner of Norfolk State or Appalachian State. What do you think about that game?
I think Zags big. I just think they'll win by 30-40. I don't think it'll be a big challenge. I think the Gonzaga is going to roll on that one.
Yeah, I think both App State or Norfolk State. I guess should we pick the first four games, really?
We probably should. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's back up to that. Yeah.
So, okay, we'll pack up. Sorry. So, Norfolk State, Appalachian State. Who do you got in that game?
I got Norfolk State.
Okay, I'm going to go with App State there.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with App State. And then, all right, then we'll do the other 16 seed. We're going to go Mount St. Mary's, the Mountaineers, versus Texas Southern. Who do you got in that game?
Texas Southern.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that one. All right, now the play-in games for the 11 seeds. We've got Wichita State, Drake.
Wichita State.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you there. I'm going to go with Drake because I think they're pretty good. Michigan State or UCLA? UCLA.
UCLA.
Okay, UCLA. That's who I want to win too. So we'll go UCLA. That's the favorite. All right. So now let's go back to the game. So we've got Gonzaga versus App State or Norfolk State. You say Zags. Okay, next game, 8-9 matchup, Oklahoma versus Missouri.
Oklahoma on this one.
Okay, I agree, Oklahoma. Okay, Creighton, UCSB, the Gauchos versus the Blue Jays. Who do you got there?
Creighton.
I'm going to go UCSB, upset.
I like it.
Okay, UCSB.
So I'm not going to have a ton of upsets because of the crowd factor.
Okay, gotcha.
A little bit.
All right, Virginia, Ohio.
I got Virginia.
I'll go Virginia there too. Reigning champions, by the way.
I know.
All right, now we got your USC USC Trojans versus either Wichita State or Drake.
I got USC in that game.
Okay, that's not a surprise. Kansas versus Eastern Washington.
Yeah, Kansas pretty big.
Yeah, Kansas big. Okay. And then Oregon VCU. This is a tricky game.
I got Oregon in this one.
Okay, I agree. I think it's going to be close, though.
Yeah.
Because VCU plays great defense, and they're a ton of athletes.
Yeah.
Okay, Iowa Grand Canyon.
I got Iowa.
Iowa, big, okay. All right, now let's go round of 32 second-round games. Zag, Oklahoma.
I got the Zags.
Zags, okay. Now, you picked Creighton. I picked UCSB. UCSB, Virginia. Who do you got? Or Creighton, Virginia.
I got Virginia.
Okay, I agree. USC, Kansas.
I got USC.
All right, USC. I'm going to agree with you there. And now Oregon, Iowa.
I got Oregon.
Okay. Okay, we'll see. Oh, Oregon, USC in the Sweet 16.
I think so.
I'm going to go with Iowa in that game, actually.
Okay.
Because I think Garza is a stud and they can really shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, this is to get to the Elite Eight. Zag, Virginia.
I got Zags.
Okay. And then how about USC, Iowa?
USC, Oregon.
Oregon. Who do you got?
I have USC.
Okay. I'm going to go Iowa. I think okay. Iowa's... I don't know. That's a tough one. All right. I'll go Iowa. I'll go stick with my guns here. Okay, now to get to the Final Four, Zags or USC, Zags or Iowa?
I got Zags.
I got Zags, too. I think they're really good. All right, now let's go to the East region. Michigan versus Texas Southern.
Yep, I'm going to go Michigan.
Okay. Next game, LSU versus the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure.
You got LSU in that one.
Okay, I'm going to go St. Bonaventure. Okay. And then let's go Colorado, Georgetown.
I got Georgetown.
Georgetown. All right. I think that's your first big upset.
Yep. Georgetown.
Florida State, UNCG, the Spartans.
Florida State.
FSU. I agree. BYU versus UCLA is who we have winning that game, the first game.
BYU.
Okay. And then we got Texas, Abilene Christian.
Texas big.
I agree. Connecticut, Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay, I'm going to go Connecticut there because I think they're very good. Alabama, Iona.
Alabama.
Okay, our friends in Salem will be excited about that pick. Michigan, LSU. I have Michigan, St. Bonaventure, but who do you think?
Michigan,
okay. Georgetown, FSU.
I got FSU.
Okay, I agree. BYU, Texas.
I have Texas.
I agree. Unfortunately, I'd love to go BYU longer, but I think they're going to get win one game. Okay, and then you got Maryland. I've got Connecticut. Who do you have in that game versus Bama?
Alabama.
Bama. Okay. Now, Michigan, FSU.
I have Michigan.
Okay, I'm going to go FSU here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go FSU. I think Michigan, they've got one of their better players hurt. I think FSU is going to win that game.
Okay,
Texas, Bama.
I got Texas.
I agree, Texas. Okay, now we got FSU, Texas, or Michigan, Texas.
I have Texas.
Okay, I'll go with you there too. All right, Baylor, Hartford.
Baylor.
For the Baylor Bears. Now, this is the first time that the Hartford Hawks have ever even made it to the tournament. You sure you don't want to go with Hartford?
Yeah, I bet that ends up being, unfortunately, Spencer, it could be like 85-45.
Okay. Now, this is a tough game here.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Wisconsin.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Okay.
Just on their credibility.
Okay. Villanova, Winthrop. They're one of their best – Villanova's best player got hurt. Gillespie got hurt, one of their best players.
I think Villanova wins it.
Okay, Nova. I agree. All right, Purdue, North Texas.
That's a popular upset pick, but I'm going Purdue.
I agree. Although I am wearing North Texas mean green shirt.
You are for
St. Patrick's Day. You don't have any green on.
Well, not that you can see.
Okay. Texas Tech, Utah State.
I'm going to go Utah State.
Oh, upset. I'm going Tech. Okay. All right, Arkansas, Colgate. This is another popular upset pick.
Arkansas.
Okay. I agree.
Colgate's only for toothpaste.
Florida, Va-Tech.
I'm going to go Florida.
I agree. All right. And then Ohio State, Oral Roberts.
Ohio State.
OSU. Oh, the OSU. T-OSU.
It doesn't have that on there.
Yeah, I got to put no. It just says Ohio State. All right. Let's go back. Baylor, UNC.
Baylor.
All right. I don't know. See, this is a game that is interesting to me because I think UNC is playing at a really high level right now. They've got a ton of talent. Baylor looked a little rusty. I'm going to go Baylor, but it's going to be a close one.
I can see North Carolina win that, too. They have some history, but okay.
Okay, Nova, Purdue.
I think Purdue wins it.
I agree. And then Utah State versus Arkansas. That would be a great matchup, actually.
Yeah, I think Utah State.
Okay, I'm going to go Arkansas because I have Texas. Actually, I'm going to go Texas Tech, so I'm going to follow you. And have Texas Tech into the Sweet 16. Florida or the Ohio State University?
Ohio State.
Okay. Now we got Baylor, Purdue.
I got Baylor.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with Baylor as well. I think actually, I think that game against Purdue would be easier than the game against UNC.
Yeah.
And then Utah State versus the Ohio State University, or I have Texas Tech versus Ohio State.
I got Ohio State.
Okay, I'll agree with you there. And then, let's see. All right, and then Baylor, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Bold. Bold. I'm going to go Baylor. Okay. All right. Now, Illinois Drexel Dragons.
I got Illinois romping.
Okay. Loyola Chicago Georgia Tech, fresh off of ACC victory.
Ja Tech.
Okay, I agree. Tennessee Oregon State.
Tennessee.
Okay, I'm going to go Oregon State here. Upset, okay. Upset special.
All right.
I think just like Georgetown, they're coming in hot.
And
Tennessee is hurt a little bit.
They are a little, yeah.
So, okay, Oklahoma State Liberty. Also popular upset pick.
I'm going to go with OK State.
I agree. OK State. I thought it was interesting when I looked at this bracket that you've got Illinois, Tennessee, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Syracuse, and Clemson, all orange teams, you know?
They did that by color for sure.
You think so? Absolutely. Okay, now San Diego State, Syracuse.
Syracuse, upset.
Upset special, I agree.
Booyah.
And, you know, they play that zone, and San Diego State does not have the shooters.
Exactly.
And so I think it'll be interesting to see. They're very athletic, though. West Virginia, Morehead State.
West Virginia.
I agree. Okay, Clemson, Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Rutgers, I agree, actually. I think they're going to win. Houston, Cleveland State.
Houston.
Houston. Okay, let's go back up. Illini versus Georgia Tech.
Illini.
Okay. Oregon, you have Tennessee. I have Oregon State versus Oklahoma State.
I got Oklahoma State winning that.
I agree. All right. Syracuse, West Virginia.
I got West Virginia.
I agree. West Virginia. Very athletic. Rutgers, Houston.
Houston.
Okay. Illini, Oklahoma State.
I have Illini.
I'm going to go OK State there.
Okay.
So watch out.
All right, getting weird on that bracket.
Yeah, getting weird on that bracket, yeah. Virginia Tech, Houston.
I have West Virginia.
West Virginia, Houston.
Houston.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay.
Now, Houston, Oklahoma State.
I have...
West Virginia, Illinois.
For me, West Virginia, Illinois, I have West Virginia.
Okay. And then I have Oklahoma State, Houston. I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose Houston.
Okay.
Houston. Okay. Now, Final Four. We have three of the same Final Four. Oh, actually, no. We only have two of the same Final Four.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We have the one side of the bracket, Zags versus Texas. Who do you got in that game?
I got Texas.
Okay. I'm going to go Zags. Okay?
I think they're going to just somehow have a bad game and didn't quite get it done.
I'm going to go Zags there.
Okay.
Now, and on the opposite side, you've got Ohio State versus... Illinois, I have, West Virginia, Ohio State versus West Virginia. I have Baylor, Houston. Who do you have in that game?
Ohio State.
Okay. I'm going to go Baylor.
So your national championship is Zags-Baylor.
Zags-Baylor. Now, this is the game that got canceled early in the year. Everybody wanted it. And two number one seeds. That's going to be the final game. But you've got Texas, Ohio State. So tell me your ultimate pick, and I want you to tell me why. Who's going to win it all?
All right. I think just based on matchups this year, I think Texas is going to win it. I have Texas winning it. Really, not that I think that they're the best team. It just all comes down to matchups. I think they kept advancing because they were a little bit better in the matchups. And Ohio State's a good team, but I don't think they're quite as good as Texas. And so the matchups came together, and Texas this year finds a way to win it. They were the 3 seed going in. They pulled a couple of upsets. BYU can say they lost to the national champion. And I think they're going to have some tough games, though. I think the game against Zags is going to be good. The game against Michigan is going to be good. They're not going to look dominant, but somehow they're going to find a way to get it done.
Tell you, that's not a bad pick because Shaka Smart is a heck of a coach.
Yeah.
And I watched him coach VCU 2 years. He had those guys ready to play.
Yeah.
They were tough. They lost both games, but they were tough out.
Yeah.
And I think Texas is a good pick. I've got the Zags versus Baylor in the championship. I'm going to go with the Zags. They've been the best team all year.
Undefeated.
I think they're going to be the first team since Indiana. I watched them play probably a dozen times this year. They've got shooting. They've got size. They've got speed. I just think they have – The only team that's, I don't think there's a team in their bracket that's going to cause them any problems, other than maybe USC if they play them. Because where the Zags are going to struggle is with athletic bigs.
Now, I think you're exactly right. And I'll let you finish your thought, but if USC did beat the Zags in the Elite Eight, who would you have winning it then? Baylor?
I would probably have Baylor winning it then, because I think Baylor would have the talent that they've got. I mean, they've got just incredible athletes. Yeah. I mean, their guards and their small forwards look like linebackers, and they are so good and big and fast.
Yeah.
And they're tough, and they can shoot, and they've got bigs, they've got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
But they've looked a little shaky. And so, you know, that's why I've got the Zags beating Baylor in the final. I think, because I have Iowa beating USC. I think USC is going to have a little bit of a hiccup against Iowa.
Yeah.
And then Iowa is going to lose to the Zags because I think the Zags are overall better.
I could see that.
But see, there isn't any team. Oklahoma, Virginia, Creighton, all those teams I don't think are going to give the Zags any problems. The problem is going to come against if they have to play either Kansas, USC, or Iowa. Those are the only teams that I think in their bracket gives them any problem.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty quick, easy route to the Final Four for the Zags.
Yeah.
And then we'll see who they play in that Final Four because that'll be a really good game.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I think between Texas, Ohio State, Baylor, or Gonzaga, we've picked probably one of those teams are going to be the national champion,
right? Well, but you never know because – just 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, excuse me, Virginia was the number one overall seed. They had looked dominant throughout the year, and then they lost to the Golden Retrievers of UMBC.
I mean, what are you going to do if like App State just upsets Gonzaga in the most unbelievable triple overtime thriller? I can imagine.
I would. I mean, frankly, because I always cheer for the underdog. I would love it if that happened. I would go. I would love it. It would be so fun because
it'd
be fun to see. I don't think it's going to happen though, but I do think that it's going to be really, really fun to see if that happens.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. You never know. Watch BYU get to that Sweet 16, play Alabama. We know some people down south that would want
to. That's right. Yeah. Well, I'd love if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16. Drinks are on the house, okay? You know, I'm buying drinks for everybody. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Root beers will be flowing.
Yeah, if it gets to Elite Eight, that it's pizza.
I'll buy dinner, everything.
Final Four.
Oh my gosh! If they make it to the Final Four, I would be gone for a week. I'd be so excited. I'd get my COVID shot. I'd be like, I'm flying. Let's bounce.
Yeah, let's go. I love it. Well, hey, Spence, I think we made some good picks. Hopefully, the fans were. People listening were entertained by that. I'm sure they have their own brackets as well. It's really hard to pick all of it because a single elimination tournament, there's always going to be upsets. There's always going to be head scratchers. Always. Yeah. And one of these games that we picked that we thought we were sure of, there's going to be a big upset. It's going to be upset alert, and no one's going to have seen it, right?
Next week, we'll go over this bracket. We'll both have our bracket. We'll see how our first round did.
Yeah,
and we'll save them in the drawer here. Yeah. And we're in Aaron's office right now. We're going to save them there, and we'll see how it goes. But we hope that you guys have a blast. We hope the brackets are you have a wonderful time with March Madness, and it is literally, in my opinion. My humble opinion, this is the best time of the year.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree 100%. And I'm excited. I hope you get a couple days off, Spence, to enjoy, watch some games.
That's right.
See some upsets, and we'll see what history's made in the next few days.
Let's do it. All right.
See you, everybody.
Bye.